Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Rob Foster, Chief Information Officer at the U.S. Department of the Navy. Also joining our conversation from IBM is Jimmy Norcross. So, Rob, we live in a very mobile world. You pointed out earlier, folks don't want to be tethered to a desk. Would you tell us more about the Navy's mobility strategy? What are you doing to leverage mobility solutions to meet the evolving mission of the department? And how and in what areas are you expanding enterprise mobile services?
Sure. So if I could break it into maybe three major network areas, we have an ashore network, NMCI. We have an afloat network, which would be IT21, which encompasses Canes on ships. And then we have an overseas, which is a OneNet. So there's been a lot of work in that area to enhance the infrastructure, which will be helpful as you start rolling out the technical devices, in this case, the smartphone technology and pad and tablets. So that's going as planned. It could be accelerated a little bit more, but there is an insatiable appetite, again, from both those that are coming into the organization and those that are finding it an opportunity to enhance their productivity. And just some examples that are out there, there's an electronic flight bag that NAVAIR is rolling with. The Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy is pushing very hard and has been rolling out what's called eSailor. And that's a tablet that's used at our recruit training command in Great Lakes. So we've got a lot of innovation going on. There is opportunities for improvement. And I think one of the challenges that we have is what is the resources associated, in this case might be a cost model, what is the risk associated, which might be a policy and operational model, and then lastly, what would be the productivity enhancements associated with mobility. We're going to get there. I think everybody's energized around doing it, but I think there's some stakeholders that are still working through some of those details.
I'd like to shift the conversation a little bit to cybersecurity, which is obviously a very important and important topic. Given the evolving nature of the cyber threat and adversaries' constant targeting of government networks, could you elaborate on your efforts to enhance IT security across the enterprise? What are you doing to automate and continually monitor the systems? What progress have you made? And what challenges do you still face?
Sure. So again, from my role as the CIO for policy and their cyber policy there, we have an operational component in the Department of the Navy Fleet Cyber Command, and they work through U.S. Cyber, and they have the operational defend role, and they've enhanced quite a bit of the security monitoring capabilities. They're well positioned to defend the network. And so from an operational perspective, that is well in hand and being more robust each day. From a not necessarily a policy, but maybe a change in approach as it relates to applications and the authority to operate and the accreditation, if you will, the risk management framework is coming to fruition in the Department of the Navy and Department of Defense. And essentially, that's going to allow us, I think, a little bit more real-time assessment of cyber. And so instead of being an authority to operate, which normally was a three-year process, and my words, fire and forget, we're moving to more continuous diagnostics and mitigation, both from a network perspective, an application perspective, a process perspective, and that's going to realign resources, priorities, and energies around not necessarily real-time, but a lot more real-time than authority to operate used to be. And that's a change for both the users, for the program managers, as well as some of the other folks in that process. But at the end of the day, I think you're going to have a faster turnaround time to resolve and mitigate things when they do come up. So that's another area that's being worked.
Thank you. And that all is largely contingent upon the cyber workforce.
Absolutely.
Right? So the development of that workforce, the cyber workforce personnel across all cyber missions continues to be a major effort within DOD and the Department of the Navy and in the commercial market as well. How are you, as the Department of Navy CIO, working with DOD and the Navy and the Marine Corps to support this effort? And do you have any recommendations to improve cybersecurity training for Department of Navy systems?
Sure. So my office has been working with the Navy Marine Corps members of the cybersecurity and cyberspace workforce management oversight compliance council. So that's a MOCC. Exactly. And so that's been going on quite some time, and we've been working to try and figure out the training manuals, the training approach to cybersecurity professionals. There's been a lot of effort in that group, and we've released a policy memo out where we're essentially, if you were to break it down, we're looking at the workforce and we're trying to assign capabilities mapping back to their training. And their training doesn't have to be specific in nature that says if you just take this one class, you're certified. So you've got your degree programs, you've got your on-the-job training, you've got your military training. All of those things, to include a demonstrated skill set, will allow you to be reclassified into a cybersecurity role. And those roles, I think, if you look at the NICE framework, which is what we've used, that's the National Initiative for Cybersecurity, and that's a federal program. We've worked with other departments, Department of Homeland Security and others, to get this policy out. The Department of the Navy released it. That's going to help match the workforce that's internal and categorize them so that they can be aligned with the demand internal. One of the challenges with workforce is, of course, hiring people. Recruit, retain, and reward is very difficult in cybersecurity. It's a very lucrative business. And so our objective is to match talent with requirements. The thing about cybersecurity, unlike, I think, other domains, and we do have a cybersecurity domain, we also call it a warfare domain. So the issue with a warfare domain, I think it's pretty easily identified who is a combatant and who is not. But when you go down the cybersecurity path, anybody with a keyboard can dispatch a payload that can be detonated that can cause damage across your entire network. So what does that mean? That means everybody in the workforce is a warrior. And with that, I think you need to step back and ask yourself, how are they trained? So the training of the cybersecurity defense group, they're very, very good at what they do. But that could be overrun by one phishing attack by one person with one keyboard that could cause them to be distracted from defense to chase down something that has now moved laterally. So the cybersecurity education, I think, has gone a long way in helping individuals come to work with a different attitude. And I mean, it's happening to yourself at home. You're getting identity theft attacks. Your family has got things that have happened to them. Cyber is everywhere. So you're now bringing that home. My objective would be to train and continue to train the workforce to take what they've learned at work and then share it at home. Because I think if you click on the wrong web link or you go to the wrong ID, that can have problems. If you upload software or if you connect yourself to something, hardware, firmware, software, and you download it onto your computer from an unauthorized area, those are the kind of things that I think heretofore maybe a lot of people didn't think about, but they're doing it a lot more. They're thinking about it a lot more, and they're becoming more cautious. That is a good thing for our cyber workforce.
So interestingly enough, you know, you need to focus on the risk, but you also need to focus on innovation. I'm wondering, what are you doing to spur innovation across the enterprise? How do you develop, or are you in development of mobile apps, and do they factor into your efforts? And what else needs to be done in this area?
Sure. So the mobile apps, we have quite a few different innovation cells across the department. And at all levels, and I think there's no limit on innovation. I think to your point, they have to be innovated in some level of a risk-free zone. So having sandboxes to operate in to test, they should have some level of standards as it relates to the security standards, and they should have some level of a testing. I would love to see automated testing such that you roll from a development environment into a pre-development testing environment, and after that test comes out through an automation, you could possibly roll right into production. That would be ideal. We do have lots of organizations, and again, they're developing applications. We have a C-Warrior. If you go to Apple iStore and you Google C-Warrior, you'll see quite a few applications that are being put out there. our organization, PEOEIS, Program Executive Group, they put out two of my apps most recently for training on PII and records management from my office, and we collaborated with them. So now you can train where you don't, again, you're not tethered to your desktop. So there's a lot of innovation. I think we need to make sure that we're providing the tools, we're providing the policies, and we're making some risk-based decisions on getting them into production.
Mm-hmm. So the modern day CIO, you have to talk about cyber. You really have to talk about innovation. The other thing that is on your plate now is the use of data analytics. How are you expanding the use of this tool to drive decision making across the enterprise? How are you using advanced analytics to improve fleet operations? And what are some of the challenges in this area?
So I think this goes back to, again, the warfighter domain as it relates to the fleet, to your point. They're very good at doing warfighter analytics, and that's operational analysis type discussions. That's collecting from sensors and ISR type input. So your intelligence, surveillance, reconnaissance, that is done magnificently. I think where we've got areas of improvement would be, in my words, the business applications. So there's a lot of data that moves around in business systems. How it's rolled up and those decisions that are being made, I think, is an area that we could improve upon. And that's one of the areas I need to try and focus on is using that data to have some level of enterprise view and therefore some enterprise decisions. We do have them functionally aligned, and we do have those kind of decisions being made. But if I were to look across the department, I think that's an area that we could improve upon.
What does the future hold for information technology within the U.S. Department of the Navy? We will ask its CIO, Rob Foster, when our conversation continues on the Business of Government Hour.